This is the Big Breakfast's Anzac Day special.
Our guest this morning is the first Australian since the Vietnam War to be awarded the Victoria Cross. He was also named Young Australian of the Year and also appeared on my ABC stand-up special to make fun of me. It's our mate, Mark Donaldson.
Hello, Mark.
Howdy. How are we all?
Okay, how do you two know each other? How does that relationship work?
Just a couple of war dogs.
It's my understanding it's just those things that happens when you have red hair. Connections are deep down. Yeah, that's right.
Because we have heard that you absolutely pour shit all over Nick Cody, which is not a bad thing because that's what we do for a living too.
Well, someone's got to keep him in check, you know. You can't let him just run riot. He's too much of a good guy and a funny guy to not have mates that want to keep him in check, and, you know, I think that's important.
Mark, can you tell us, I don't know your story, how did you get your VC?
So back in 2008, I was with the Australian Defence Force, particularly as a part of the Special Operations Task Group, and we were involved in some counterinsurgency missions, which led us to a particular part of Afghanistan that we were working under, and we got attacked heavily, got ambushed by a heavily outnumbered force, and during the conduct of that ambush, for myself and the actions that I performed, in particular drawing fire away from wounded mates so they could get help, and one instance where I ran out and picked up one of the Afghan interpreters we had with us. He was under fire and he'd been wounded quite badly and then got him back to the vehicle. But, a few months later, so that was what I was received the actions for. But I often get asked about that day, you know, what do I remember the most? And for me, the most important thing is remembering that, you know, I wasn't the only one there that day. And also that on that day, there was others that performed amazing actions and amazing feats that kept myself alive. But also that day was potentially the worst day of some other people's lives. And I think that when it comes to warfare and in particular combat, then there's the reality of what that sacrifice means. And for me, when it comes to Anzac Day and, you know, my actions, that's what I focus on.
Yeah, what does Anzac Day mean to you, Dono? What's your role on Anzac Day? How do you feel? Are you around people that you worked with at the time, or is it spent with family?
Yeah, I focus mainly on spending it with family these days, And then if the opportunity arises, just catching up with mates. And, you know, there's two really good things of that is it's been able to share that with the family so I can pass on the importance of what Anzac Day means to me, which is primarily the sacrifice that was given by this country back in World War I. I mean, that's ultimately what it's about. But, you know, that's definitely changed in warfare over the years, and I want to make sure that my family and my children in particular understand that sacrifice. And secondly, it is, you know, spending time with mates. And if it's not in a physical location together and sharing old times, then it's via, you know, a few phone messages and a phone call or two just to catch up and make sure that they're doing okay. And one of the things I think is important around the idea of Anzac and in particular what they did in Gallipoli was the spirit that they fostered and they harnessed, you know, not just amongst themselves, but with each other. And I don't think it's necessarily purely an Anzac spirit. I think it's just a human spirit. And when they were coupled with those circumstances they were put into, then that's what brought out, you know, potentially the best in them to be able to do that. And that's when you see things and sacrifices such as those putting their life on the line for others. And I think when we look back at that, when we reflect, that's what we can take from it. That's what we can learn. And we can really try and utilize their examples as inspirations and think, well, you know, in comparison, this day and age, things really aren't that bad, and you might not be in a similar situation. However, it's been able to draw upon that spirit that I think we can foster and develop into our own lives.
Mark, that day in Afghanistan, at the end of it, when you went back and you were safe again and so on, did you think back and think that was going to be one of the most important days of your life? Like, did you speak to your family about that day, or was it subsequently that things happened that it then became much more public knowledge that you realised the importance?
Yeah, look, directly after the action, we had to wait for some other Australians to come back on foot. So there was still a threat there for them. The very next morning, we went out on another mission, albeit depleted with a few wounded guys and unfortunately one dead American that was with us. So really at the forefront of our mind, it didn't have time to really reflect on it. It was more about just you know, continue mission and worry about what was happening for the rest of the tour. And when I did come home, I did get a chance to share that with my family about what had happened, but it was quite discreet, I suppose, and in general, the nature of what we're doing was discreet, and you don't necessarily talk about it a lot, but it's more so not because you don't want to, but there's other things to focus on. Well, it wasn't really until it came out in the papers and you know, it became common knowledge that I guess it sort of showed the importance of, not so much the importance of the action, but for me, it was the importance of the institution of the Victoria Cross itself, you know, where it came from, its history, and then also the importance of, you know, primarily for me, it was remembering, you know, my mates on that day, because it wasn't just me, it was everyone there.
What's it like on the day that you get the call up to be told you'll be a recipient of a VC?
I think it's really hard to put into words, Nick. It's really quite strange to think that the Australia wants to bestow upon you the greatest honour. Yeah, and I take it with all the honour I can possibly take it with. But again, that's not necessarily what I'm proud about the most. And when I think about it, it's the fact that we did what we did, and we would have done it anyway, Victoria Cross or not. Mm-hmm. And I think that for me is the key. You know, and that's what I really try and focus on, is that we would have done our job regardless. And we would have achieved what we did regardless of whether there was an accolade or not. But in saying that, what comes with that award is a lot of responsibility and expectation. And I just try and live up to that as best as I possibly can. And sometimes when I think I'm not, I think about those guys that were there with me that day and, you know, and other days. And I think, you know, would they be proud of me? And if the answer is yes, then, you know, hopefully I'm doing the right thing.
I've got to ask, with Anzac Day this week, a quick tactical question. Two up, what's your call?
Mate, always go ahead to start with and then just double down.
Great tip.
And yep. What do you do now, Mark? What is your job? Where do you work?
I work for Boeing now, but I also still do the aerospace company, sorry. But I also still do a lot of woodwork back into defence and also do a lot of motivational speaking. So for companies or things that might be having an offsite or a day where they are engaging with their employees, and I get asked to come and talk. But also I try and do a lot of engagements with school kids where I can, and go and talk to them about the importance of, you know, my story and the experiences that I've had and what they can learn from it. In particular, I like to talk to teenagers in that respect, because I went through and made some silly decisions when I was their age and went through some certain tragic family events, and I like to show them that you can't let those things define you or stop you from achieving great things. And in fact, it should be the opposite. Try and look at it as an opportunity and a gift that you get to become a stronger person and go and feed that back into your life to become better.
And you told me once, Mark, when you do speak at the schools, primary schools in particular, the difference in the questions you get between the boys and the girls?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The boys are very technical. They like to know all about the different kinds of weapons and things. But
from video games?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's amazing how much they know from the Call of Duty or something like that. But in saying that, the best questions I've ever had are from, those primary school age children. By far the best questions I've ever had, and
what do you consider a good question?
I would have to say a question along the lines of, you know, what's more important, success or fame? You know, and that was asked of me by a 6-year-old child.
Wow.
So, yeah, no, it was along those lines anyway.
Mike Munro Jr.
Yeah,
so. I just think being able to engage with those children at those ages is a great opportunity to ensure. It's not necessarily a dedicated responsibility that comes with an award such as the Victoria Cross, but I think, you know, if I have the opportunity to do so and I can, then I will. As often I hear stories from people saying, oh, they remember when, you know, a particular person or someone from the forces came and spoke to them when they were younger, and it's always stuck with them. So, you know, hopefully the messages I can send to them will, they might be able to repeat those in the future.
All right, VC winner Mark Donaldson, we thank you for your time this morning and thank you for your service too, Mark.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
$1,000 to win after 8 o'clock this morning with the pressure test. All for Gab's Beer Cider and Food Fest. Triple M's Big Breakfast, Marto, Robin and Nick Cody. Partly cloudy, top of 27 today.
Day off work for Anzac Day tomorrow. For Dawn Services, if you want a very special experience, go to that one either in the city or at Redcliffe, or go to one of the many suburban mid-morning services. It's very special and we have to honour our many servicemen who fought for our freedoms. And I tell you, one of those men, and one of the most special people I know, is a man who's won a Victoria Cross. He's now running Channel 7 here in Brisbane. What a guy. Ben Robert-Smith. Hey, Robbo, thanks for joining us, mate.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. Anzac Day, what does it mean to you?
Oh, look, Robin, Anzac Day, to me, is probably an opportunity to reflect on the service and sacrifice of all Australians that have served in our military. You know, I think about the guys and girls that went before me and built the reputation of the Aussie Digger, and also how hard my mates and I had to work to maintain that reputation and build on it during our service. But importantly, it is a time to remember my family members who didn't come home. And I particularly think about my close mates that I lost and their families on Anzac Day, because it's their sacrifice that is ongoing, and I think that's what really needs to be remembered.
Ben, it's interesting. I have three teenage sons. They're aged 19, 17 and 14, and it has never occurred to them to even look at the military as a career option. Why did you sign up?
Look, I had a really deep family history in the military, so that was probably why I was exposed to it at such a young age. You know, we had family members that actually served in the Boer War. So, you know, we've sort of always had some type of, you know, service in our family. But importantly, I think it's something you've got to really want to do. And, I chose to do that from a young age, and I finished high school and went straight into the military because I wanted to serve and I wanted to understand what all of those old blokes, you know, what I saw in them and what I saw in their conversations with each other and in their eyes on Anzac Day when I was young. You know, I don't think you ever really understand what that is until you've put yourself in that position.
Now, Ben, there are a lot of groups, of course, that provide support and assistance for returning servicemen and women. But I've got to ask, with a VC, should you get your first beer for free in any pub you go to?
Not at all, mate. Not at all. But you don't, that's the funny thing, mate. You don't get a VC by yourself. Let's put it that way. Hey, look, it's very humbling to have people that want to buy you a drink or even just say thank you. But what's really important for me to take away from that is that while they're thanking me, or wanting to buy me a beer, it's because they recognise me and they're actually thanking, you know, all of the servicemen and women that they don't know. And it's a really important message for me to pass on wherever I can, because the Australian public have been right behind us over the last couple of decades, and it's something that we're all very grateful for.
Ben, we also hear, though, a lot of return service people really struggle with their mental health, and that's been an issue for them coming back. You're someone who's not only been, you know, very successful in the military, but you've also forged a career outside of it. I mean, what has to happen for those people to find their lives again?
Yeah, look, it's a great question, and it's something that shouldn't be swayed away from. And the reason that it is such an important point is because when it's not in the press, for example, when Afghanistan was, you know, in its full throes, it was in the papers every day, people were talking about it. And now that that stopped, you know, it's not as sexy and it's not something that we talk about all the time. And with that comes that lack of discussion and lack of acknowledgement of some of these people that are struggling and what we should be doing about it. I mean, you can't go to a place like Afghanistan and fight for your country and not have it change you. It might affect people differently and it will affect people in different ways. But we need to acknowledge that those people that are significantly affected by their service, we owe them a debt.
And finally, Ben, for people who don't necessarily have the same military history that you do, who, you know, we're Australians, we know all about Anzac Day, how do you want us to respond to you guys on this special day?
Yeah, that's a good question. Look, the bottom line is most veterans aren't really looking for anything. But the one thing I know is it never hurts. I mean, if you know someone who's served or you see someone in the street that you recognise as being a service man or woman, you know, it does mean a lot to people when they have someone just shake their hand and say, hey, mate, thank you for your service. You know, that's as simple as that. That's all it takes, because that acknowledgement will go a long way in helping that person, you know, understand that there is gratitude and that people do understand what they've done in their life and the service that they've given.
Ben Robert-Smith, VC winner, now GM of Seven Queensland. Thank you for your service.
Thanks, mate. I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.